Jayanti programs in the USA in Florida. On Sunday, December 31, 2006, devotees from the New York Arunachala Ashrama attended Bhagavan's Jayanti program arranged by the Florida Satsang Group at the Hindu Temple of Southern Florida near Fountain Lauderdale. A brief talk on Bhagavan's life was followed by Komal Subramanian's first-hand description of sitting in the old hall with the master. The Sage of Arunachala video was projected onto the screen, and free books and videos were distributed to all interested devotees in New York. On January 6, a large number of devotees gathered in the New York Arunachala Ashrama for the Jayanti. Bhagavan's works were recited, devotional songs were sung. Prasanth Visveshwaran spoke with deep devotion about his recent visit to Sri Ramanashramam, and Thiru Sivaswamy from Toronto spoke with wonder and fervor about Bhagavan's guiding presence in his life and the trip he made to the Nova Scotia Ashrama with his whole family during the Children's Ashram program last summer. The ashrama overflowed with devotees, and Mother Nature accommodated them all by producing record warm temperatures, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, allowing the use of the spacious lawn and outside patio area for serving prasad and dining. In California, a large number of enthusiastic devotees gathered at the Milpitas Jain Temple in the San Francisco Bay Area to celebrate Bhagavan's Jayanti on January 13th. Bhagavan's Aksharamanamali was sung along with Bhagavan's bhajans led by Srimati Sangeeta Swaminathan. Terry Sayre inspired the gathering by relating his recent unforgettable trip to Arunachala, Madurai and Tiruchuri. Following the program, prasad was served. At least 100 devotees attended each of these celebrations. On Monday evening, January 15th, many of the same devotees gathered at the home of Kuzum Nakhra in Los Altos for recitations, readings and silence, followed by prasad and the affectionate hospitality of the host. Dedicated devotees also conducted other Jayanti satsangs in different parts of the USA and Canada. All devotees experienced the infinite presence, the unfailing guidance, the sublime teachings, and the abounding grace of the Master.